What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
Boom! What's up, everybody? I saw Creep, and I'm going to talk about it on this episode. I've been looking, it's 1st of October. Welcome to October, everybody. Fall is here for some of you. For those of us in the desert, it's getting a little bit cooler. It's now just around 100 degrees instead of 115. It's supposed to be going down to like maybe in the 90s. So hoodie weather just around the corner, everybody. If you're from the Coachella Valley or a desert, and it's just like, this is life. It just sweat all year round. I'm probably coated. I'm like shiny because of sweat right now, but not because I'm scared of some weird creep. No. Although Creep was, as far as scary movies go, I reviewed The Nun recently, or primarily talk shit about religion in that episode because the franchise is boring. I don't care about horror movies where like God and the devil are real and I'm supposed to be scared of hell or some shit. I'm just tired of that universe of films, universe of stories. There are many more stories, many more universes. I would love to see, you know, a horror movie based on Buddhism, you know, maybe a horror movie based on capitalism. I'm sure they're already out there, I'm sure. But Creep. So Creep, it's on Netflix. It is the movie starring Mark Duplass. It's a Blumhouse movie, which they're churning out all kinds of movies, some of them good, some of them not good. But they have a thing where they like give you like $5 million and then you could do whatever the fuck you want. Very hands off. And it's paid off. I believe Get Out was one of their more popular ones. Maybe the Hereditary came out. They've had a few kind of hits, it seems like. And Mark Duplass is pretty much great in everything he does. Him and his brother do a series on HBO called Room 154 or something like that. And like a horror anthology show where it shows you a different crazy story that took place in that motel room each episode. Very much like a Twilight Zone-y kind of a show. Horror, suspense kind of a deal. Which is a great show. So anyway, in this movie, Let me run down the whole synopsis as given to me by the internet.
Aaron answers an online ad and drives to a stranger's house to film him for a day. The man wants to take a movie for his unborn child, but his requests become more bizarre as the day goes along.
Yeah. So yeah, it's basically a first-person kind of found footage type of movie. Aaron answers an ad off of Craigslist. Dude, Mark Duplass's character, wants to basically do that movie with Keaton where he's got cancer and he wants to make a movie for his unborn child. So based on that premise, that's why this camera guy is there. That is what he is told. And the guy is just weird. The guy is weird and creepy. I mean, the fact that this movie's called Creep makes a lot of sense because it's like it's scary because it could be real. I mean, there's 100% people out there that are like this main character. 100, maybe they're not serial killers or whatever, but as far as being off or kind of living in their own, I mean, everybody's living in their own manicured existence, universe, reality, whatever it is. Some people are just have the differences of maybe liberals and conservatives. Maybe there's political differences. Maybe there's religious differences between atheists and Muslims. There are people like this out there. And, you know, they're not all dangerous. Just because somebody's crazy doesn't mean they're dangerous. It's kind of horrible that a lot of crimes are kind of, they're like the scapegoat. Oh, it's mental illness. Like, okay, if it is mental illness, then why don't we as a society try and do something about, because most of the homeless people out on the street, I mean, a lot of it's drug addiction, but we're in a country that demonizes people with a problem of addiction. And then homelessness because you're crazy, because there's no real institutions to take care of people that are mentally ill, right? We're a country of people that you're supposed to, you know, help yourself. That's kind of at least the direction currently of the country, versus, you know, maybe let's give a helping hand, which isn't that far from Christianity for, you know, fuck's sake. But, you know, a lot of the people that are conservative, Christian conservatives, don't really do, they're like, I donate, the church does stuff for poor people. I don't have to directly do it on a one-on-one basis. I could try, like, a hands-off kind of a nice thing. I mean, I know a big percentage of that goes to the payment of the not taxes, goes to the priest for his home mortgage, goes to the staff and all the employees that work at the church that are selling this thing that, you know, you just have to have faith that it exists. So this is scarier. Creep. And it's like a movie where, like, I mean, as somebody, both of these characters are real. Not only the creep, Mark Duplass' character, but the Aaron, the guy who films it, is like just an overly nice person, believes in people a little bit too much, kind of naive, you know, maybe not picking up on all of the red flags, all of the warning signs that you're dealing with, you know, a volatile type of a person. But, you know, it leads to his end. Aaron's kindness leads to his end, where he's so trusting. But I love the end shot of this movie. I love how it uses the found footage. You know, the premise of the movie makes for it to, you know, make sense that there's a guy or a girl walking, or a person walking around with a camera. So very simple horror movie. But one I highly enjoyed far more than watching, trying to watch The Conjuring, tried to watch it twice, just boring and I don't give a fuck. And then literally in a movie theater, which I love going to movie theaters because it forces me to put my phone away, put it on airplane mode, focus on the movie at hand, and, you know, no distractions. It's dark. It's 100% focus. Movie so boring that I pulled out my phone, took it off airplane mode. Now it was an empty theater, pretty much. There was a few kids up in the front row. I was in the back row, puffing on my vape pen, just praying that it would be an entertaining movie, which was not. Pulled out my phone and just fucking around on my phone. So now that Halloween is approaching, I want to watch as many horror movies as possible. If you have a horror movie franchise that you think I should watch, let me know. I will check it out because I want to review. Maybe I'll do a marathon week where it's just all a review. Each episode's a new review of that movie in that franchise. But Creep today, later Creep 2, both are on Netflix, so check them out if you're looking for scary movies this holiday season, this Halloween month. This is my favorite holiday, probably my favorite time of year. I'm not a fan of the Christmas. I mean, it's whatever. It's just, I'm just tired of, I've worked in companies where it's like Christmas is this whole, just people are disgusting. People are truly a new level of disgusting around Christmas time. But Halloween is just fun. It's just fun, and it kind of scares the religious people because they believe in crazy shit. So go watch Creep. Go to my website, inspireddisorder.com. Buy my artwork. There's also shirts for sale there. I release a new piece of artwork every day on Instagram, so check me out there, at Ray Taylor. That's also where you can find this show every day. New artwork, new episode every day. Have a great day, everybody. Have a great week. Peace out!